listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wouldn't it be great to finally solve the DACA puzzle? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that, writing, "This will be our last chance. As the Senate debates immigration, he has strings attached to protecting immigrants brought here illegally as kids.
We want really tremendous border security."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Republican conditions to a deal include the end of the diversity lottery program and changes to family migration. GOP Senator Mike Rounds.
The nucleus of the family is still being available, but stop what the president has called chain migration.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers are working hard to find a compromise that will secure 60 votes.
No easy task. It's like threading a needle.
Schumer says he prefers a more narrow bill providing protections for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Republicans say the only bill that can pass is one based on the president's four-pillar plan. Dave.
Rachel, the president talked to Russia's leader again over the weekend, offering condolences to President Putin for Sunday's plane crash that left 71 people dead.
President Trump also stepping up the conversation about Kim Jong-un's nuclear ambitions, reiterating the importance of taking further steps to denuclearize North Korea. President Trump had complained last month that Moscow was not helping us at all with North Korea. The two men also talking about Israel and Middle East peace.
Fox's Jill Nato. Now, a Palestinian teenage girl is on trial in an Israeli military court today for slapping and punching two Israeli soldiers in a case drawing widespread attention over that prosecution. The judge ordered the proceedings behind closed doors. Her father shouted, "Stay strong." They're partying in New Orleans. It's Mardi Gras. So there are parades and beads being thrown. Tens of thousands taking the streets, ending a two-week carnival season leading up to the Fat Tuesday celebration before Lent starts tomorrow for Christians, Ash Wednesday. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A lot of Americans are suffering from depression, especially women and those who have lower incomes.
Women age 20 and over are twice as likely to suffer from depression than men, according to results of a survey now published by the National Center for Health Statistics. In fact, one out of every 10 women is suffering from depression. The survey was conducted between 2015 and 2016, and it found roughly the same number of adults to be depressed as a similar survey done back between 07 and 08. It also found the least instances of depression among Asian Americans, and that depression became less frequently found in higher income groups. Eben Brown, Fox News.
There could be some long faces on Wall Street at the opening bell. Falling stock futures suggest a return to selling the morning after the Dow surged 410 points, rebounding from last week's huge declines. He made people laugh for decades. A comedian has died.
Always a pleasure to welcome back Marty Allen.
For more than 50 years, Marty Allen made people laugh.
Mrs. Flaherty went to the priest. She says, "Father, 9 kids I have, and I'm thinking of going on a pill." He said, "The Holy Father forbids it. Have you ever thought of the rhythm system?" She says, "Where in the hell am I going to get a band at 3 o'clock in the morning?"
The large-eyed comic with wild hair rose to stardom in the 1960s with partner Steve Rossi. They were regulars in clubs and on TV in the 1950s and 60s, appearing on The Ed Sullivan Show 44 times. As a solo act, Allen became a staple on shows such as Hollywood Squares. He died in Las Vegas from pneumonia at 95. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Another gold medal for the U.S. at the Olympics. Chloe Kim won it in the snowboard halfpipe. Ariel Gold got bronze. This gives the American team 6 medals so far at the Winter Games in South Korea, 3 of them gold. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I guess part of it is I don't know what the heck they're trying to do. I don't know what's good, what's not good. I don't know anything about Winter Olympics. I mean, it's really neat, and I like how they fly off a snowboard and jump around and flip rump.
On the halfpipe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what an 82 is versus a 90. I have no idea. That's
right.
It's like basketball. Hey, you made a shot. You know, I have no understanding of all these Winter Olympics. Hey, good morning. It is Tuesday, the 13th. It is Fat Tuesday, as
yes,
it's called.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to all of you. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. You say Happy Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Never really said happy
okay.
Mardi Gras. Weather again brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. They're going to be really busy for Valentine's
yes,
Day tomorrow.
You can still make that order at 367 Rose and BlossomBasket.com. High near 40 today, partly cloudy. 28 our low tonight. 48 the high tomorrow with some clouds, down to around 43. And then 58 the high on Thursday. 60% chance. The showers likely, though, dipping down to 29 in the evening. As we wrap up the week Friday, we've got a high 33 expected. Right now we're at 19 on ESPN 93.5.
There's a lot of places I would go other than New Orleans today. In fact, if you gave me 100 choices, New Orleans would be 100.
No way.
I would not go to that town today.
It is a really fun time, Stevie J.
It is. It is for 5 minutes. It's just not my scene, man.
Okay. I can think of a half a dozen times when I've been there on Mardi Gras.
One time for me, and that was a plenty. It's essentially the world has, New Orleans has a party, the world is invited, and the world shows up. And there are people that you're going, what?
All types of people.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
They're all on the street. I don't know what the temperature is in New Orleans, but it's just crazy. Drugs
that's
on every corner, a rent-a-cop on every corner.
Yeah.
They throw you in a paddy wagon because that's all they can do.
Right.
They can't deal with everything.
Kind of have you dry out.
Yeah, you know, they, or drug out. I mean, there's everything on the streets. There's just nothing you can do about that. It's just, eh. Anyway, so
it's
then
52
you.
52 right now.
Oh,
but they're having
boy.
A blast.
There's going to be a lot of people at 52.
High 67.
Oh, boy.
But there's a chance of rain.
They don't care about that. It's just whether their skin gets freezing.
Right.
Anyway, it's Fat Tuesday. It's the beginning of the Lenten season. We learned yesterday is 46 days. 40 is what is in my head, but you get Sundays off or something,
right,
weekends
right.
or something.
If you're abstaining, you can have a treat on Sunday.
Gotcha. Okay. And then Lent starts as we lead up to Easter.
Uh-huh.
The most important Christian holiday there is Easter, because if there wasn't Easter, there wouldn't be Christmas. And so we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ in Easter, which is April 1, which is again, it's funny how Easter can be March 20 or April 20. It's just, I don't understand exactly who does that. Who's on the Easter date committee? I don't know how it's done. It's 7:08 again. It is Tuesday. It is February 13. So glad you're listening. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Getting ready for a Cub Cardinal bus trip. If you're interested in joining us May 5th, you can go to ESPNCU.com. ESPNCU.com. Okay, so lots going on in Washington. Trying to get the DACA thing figured out with immigration. Those talks have started. Can they? Will they? They got till March 5th, and then I don't know. Nobody can answer what happens March 6th. Hopefully they'll come together with something and agree on the Dreamers, which I think 80% of the country wants something figured out there. But the Donald Trump wants some stuff, and the Democrats kind of want a standalone Dreamer Act. That's not going to happen. They're going to have to give the president something, at least a wall or security, money for security slash wall. So that's going to have to be in the deal, or they will, in fact, probably go past March 5. Maybe they'll extend or something. I don't know. Okay, also the budget, there was a whole bunch of money in there for infrastructure, which I think could be bipartisan to kind of rebuild America, with all kinds of things in there, which I think will create a lot of jobs. And, man, we need infrastructure Dwight Eisenhower kind of put in the interstate system, and we've kind of done a little patchwork, but, man, we need some focus. The budget, though.
The budget request is expected to reflect the long-term plan approved by Congress, which allows across-the-board spending increases for 2 years. The Office of Management and Budget told Politico the administration reworked a finalized document that included old spending caps, known as sequestration. In addition to the modified budget, the White House will give Congress recommendations on how to utilize the higher spending caps. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Well, good to have political strategist, attorney, and Democrat Michael Starr. Hopkins, I see you on Fox. I don't see you on Fox. What is the plan here, Michael? What is the plan? What's going on? Are you a contributor? What are you?
Well, I'm not a contributor yet, but, you know, you're one of those powerful guys. Maybe you can negotiate it for me.
No, you want to be a contributor, my friend. You want to be a contributor.
I definitely do. Fox has been good to me.
Well, and plus, it starts the mashed potato circuit. I know how all this works, so you definitely want to get on there. Ask Sebastian Gorka how this is working out for him. I mean,
I would, but he blocked me on Twitter.
Well, see, you've got to temper your stuff, Michael. Come on.
I know. Self-control.
All right, President Trump budget, your thoughts?
You know, I like the fact that there's infrastructure in there. I like there's money to deal with the opioid crisis. But let's be honest, it blows a complete hole in the deficit. You know, as a Democrat, you know, we've definitely added to the deficit, but this adds in a way that I don't think either party ever could have intended or expected. So, you know, I'm actually not a big fan of it.
What about, and okay, so we did that. Now I want to ask you about DACA, because with March 5's coming, I've talked to a lot of people about this. What happens March 6? Has anybody said anything about that?
Yeah, I think on March 6, we keep going as we're going today. You know, ICE has the power to go and remove individuals today. And I think on March 6th, there won't be a deal done, and ICE will continue to remove people who should be here under a protected status.
Well, it's not going to be a standalone Dreamer Act, and it's probably not going to be all the things Donald Trump wants. What about the Dreamers at 1.8 for the $25 billion security? Do you think they can agree on just that?
I think that they can agree to somewhere around that number. Okay. I think $25 billion is going to be a little high. But, I mean, the Flake bill that Jeff Flake put in front of the president was going to, in exchange for, I think, 1.2, was also going to give the president about $18 billion to fund the wall and border security. And that's something Democrats said that they would vote for. And so, you know, everybody gets a little of what they want a little of what they don't want.
Well, I think Chuck Schumer was all for it till they showed up at his house. Listen, we don't agree politically, Michael. I think you're a cool guy, and I think you're halfway reasonable, which I think is kind of hard to find these days. But when you see Nancy Pelosi, who I'm not a fan of, but what they did to Nancy at that time when she was at the podium and they're screaming her down, calling her a liar, I thought that was disgusting. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I think on both sides, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, this kind of purity test that both sides are going through and purging out the, you know, I don't think a lot of people call Nancy Pelosi moderate, but the more moderate members of both sides of the party is doing so much political damage, because it's the people in the middle of both sides that are able to actually get things done. You know, the people on the right, the people on the far left, they're the ones that make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But it's the people right in the middle to get things done, and we need those people in Congress.
Really difficult to talk to folks when their baseline reality is different. It's just not when they say that's not true. I saw a communist on with Tucker Carlson last night. She just denied Kim Jong-un is, you know, doing anything. What? I mean, it's just crazy. He's got gulags. He's got 200,000 in prison. He's a torture guy, and the woman's a darling at the Olympics. His sister. I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to look back in about 10 years and look at Kim Jong-un the way that we looked at Darfur, the way that we looked at Rwanda and the genocide.
Yeah.
You know, I think under Republican administrations, under Democratic administrations, we've dropped the ball. And now we're at a really perilous time, and it's got to be dealt with.
Okay, Michael, always a pleasure. How do people find you? Michael Starr Hopkins.
You can find me on Twitter at TheOnlyHonest.
Okay, buddy, I'm not blocking you. Thanks for your time.
It's always good to talk to you, man. Take care.
Democrat Michael Starr Hopkins, political strategist and attorney.
Good to have some variety, Stevie J. Good job.
No, he's you can talk. I'm just saying that there's some that you can't communicate with. When Tucker was talking to this communist, she was a communist, and she was talking about, we don't want war. I'm all in on that. Don't want war. That's good. We agree. But then she's just, well, what about the fact that North Korea's kind of a prison? You really, oh, that they come and go. And you're talking about torture. You're talking about he shoots his half-brother. They put a stuck a needle in his neck in the airport. The guy's a killer.
Yeah.
I mean, would you celebrate Adolf Hitler's sister at the Olympics? Oh, this guy is a bad man. They have did you see the North Korean cheerleaders? That, my friends, is the Stepford Wives. That's what that looked like to me. They were all dressed, and they look the same. Their haircut's the same. They're all pretty, and they're all in the same outfit, and they're all doing the same cheer. There's about 200 of them. That's the creepiest thing. And you know what? If they're caught on video, not on the page, you may never see him again. That's the kind of stuff you're dealing with. Why would they go back? Well, because they've got family that they've got back there, and they've got to go back. Anyway, again, good to have Michael Starr Hopkins. Great to have a discussion. I'm all for discussions, no matter what your view. If you're reasonable and have some, you know, not crazy wacko, either direction
and
wacko.
And not insulting.
Yeah, but when you talk to people and they say that's not true, and you know it is, because you got facts, and they say that's just not true. Well, what about the sky being blue? It's not true.
Right.
What about air? Don't you breathe? No, it's not true. You're lying. You just lie. You're a hater. Okay. Nice to talk. It's 717 ESPN 93.5. You're welcome to text in 359-2255.
Our Illini men are in action in Indiana tomorrow night at 7:30. Our women are hosting Ohio State tonight at 7. Ohio State's pretty good. Number 2 right behind Maryland when it comes to our Big Ten standings with the women's basketball. They are 9-3 in the conference, 12-6 overall. And it's Play for K-Night. In case you come on out, you might want to wear pink.
All right.
So pink shirts, abundant. Trent Frazier, Big Ten Freshman of the Week.
He's been a bright spot.
Yes, he has, averaging 19 points a game. Big Ten action tonight includes number 2, Michigan State, at Minnesota. Nebraska hosts Maryland. Northwestern is at Rutgers. You're right. I said number 2, Michigan State. Virginia is the new number 1.
Yep.
Villanova at 3, Xavier 4, and Cincinnati 5. Ohio State bumped up to 8.
I thought Purdue kind of did a precipitous fall for losing at East Lansing on a last-second shot. That's kind of cruel. They were 3rd, now they're like 8 or something.
Right. And then Michigan is number 22. The Olympics is trending with the Chloe Kim story, her gold medal on the halfpipe. She's only 17.
Yeah. No, it's incredible, these kids.
Arizona fed the Blackhawks their 6th loss. 6-1 was the final. They're in action at Vegas tonight, and St. Louis is at Nashville. We've got the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase this evening. Unity in Monticello featured on ESPN 93.5. Thanks to i3 Broadband, another option for your internet, voice, and TV without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3broadband.com. Long's Garage, located at 503 East Main in Urbana, with their ASE-certified technicians. Family-owned and operated, and online at IlliniMattress.com. Check it out. Carl Sports Medicine, be ready when the whistle blows. Their new location, the corner of 1st and Windsor in Champaign. And Roof Doctors, have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com. Unity in Monticello tonight at 7:30 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, 7:19, we check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly sunny, high near 40 today. We've got a low 28 this evening, 48 the high tomorrow, down to around 43 with more clouds. There's a chance of precipitation at 60% by Thursday with a high 58, temperatures dropping down to 29. We're currently at 20 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Wine Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC, .com. All right, good to have you listening here. Don't forget radio refunds. We save you money every day with incredible gift cards, restaurants, half price off, body bronze. We've got them all at RadioRefunds.com. You can explore and save money today.
Swing by, get the certificate, put it in your Valentine for tomorrow.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
You get that done today. 720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, PepsiCo wasn't selling as much soda in the latest quarter, but its business was better than expected because it's been cutting costs. Soda and snack sales were down from a year ago. PepsiCo also says it will pay some employees bonuses up to $1,000, passing on savings from the new tax law. Gunmaker Remington is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company expects to stay in business during the reorganization process. General Motors is closing a factory in South Korea in May. GM is pressuring union officials to help it cut costs. It has three other factories in South Korea. It has already closed or downsized businesses in India, Russia, Western Europe, and Southeast Asia. The Dow was up 410 points Monday. NASDAQ was up 107. S&P was up 36. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Make two $100 gift cards for $50. Talk about a good Valentine's present. You can go on RadioRefunds.com and just say I'll pick it up, and I'll have it ready by 11 this morning.
Uh-huh.
Just come on by. Okay, Diane told me about Johnny Manziel, who's playing in Canada.
That's right.
Okay, he's trying to come back to the NFL. Here's what he said.
I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, that's what I thought.
I was self-medicating with alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's true.
It was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, when you wake up the next day after a night like that or after going on a trip like that, and you wake up the next day and that's all gone, and that liquid courage or that liquid, like, sense of euphoria that's over you is all gone, and you're left staring at the ceiling by yourself, and you're back in that depression and back in that hole, that dark hole of sitting in a room by yourself, being super depressed, thinking about all the mistakes you've made in your life. What did that get me? Where did that get me except out of the NFL? Where did that get me? Disgrace? I was self-medicating.
Well, I mean, you know, the first step in recovering is admitting it.
Yeah.
So if he's an alcoholic, I don't know if he said that, but if he wants to come back, we need to kind of fix me first. And he had gambling, alcohol, woohoo! And he comes from a very wealthy family. So maybe I see a wedding ring on his finger. Maybe Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, who had an electric college career, was the number one pick of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And yet another bad draft pick for the Cleveland Browns, by the way, who are 1-31 over the last two seasons. Johnny Manziel wants to come back, and maybe if he gets right and figures some things out in his life, if he's bipolar, which is another report I read, maybe.
I'm seeing that on ESPN's site also, taking medication for being bipolar and has a goal to get back on the football field. So maybe he's trying to turn it around.
Well, good for him.
We just think of that kind of bad boy image when we hear Johnny Manziel these days.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of kind of eyebrow-raising associations as well with all kinds of shady people. So, we're a country of second chances, even third chances. We give people extra opportunities to redeem, and maybe Johnny Manziel, the former star football player, and again, number one draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. And, it was a toughie for him because people had high hopes. Plus, he sold tickets. People wanted to see Johnny Football play. And
seems like there was something on him signing autographs and stuff, too.
Yeah, he was getting fees. And,
right.
Yeah. So maybe he's straightened his life out. You never know. Cubs could introduce Yu Darvish today in Mesa, Arizona. It is kind of a welcome back spring training press conferences that all these teams hold. But Joe Maddon and Theo and Jed and all these guys to the Cubs brass will be there to welcome the number one pitching prospect, really number one free agent in the offseason, is Yu Darvish, and he's going to the Chicago Cubs. So, $126 million, 6 years. He'll be the two behind John Lester and gives the Cubs clearly a terrific, terrific starting lineup, not only in the field but now on the mound with adding an ace like Yu Darvish, and everybody's chasing the Cubs. It's hard going in expecting But clearly the Cubs are your favorites along with the Dodgers and the NL. And then you have to think Yankees and Houston, maybe Boston on the outside coming up here on the AL. But it's really more than ever feels like baseball is the haves and the have-nots, with a couple of kind of in-the-middle teams like the Cardinals and Brewers, but really the Dodgers and Cubs and the Nationals, but not so much as the Dodgers and Cubs are your three really, really good teams. So we'll have all the Cub games on US 105.9, all the Cardinal games here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs signed Bud Norris. Sorry, Cardinals signed Bud Norris. Cubs got Yu Darvish. We get Bud Norris.
Hmm.
Maybe. He's 33. He was good. 1 year, you get you, I get Bud. Come on, man.
I saved you some money.
That's just great. As I said yesterday, why do I care what the Cardinals spend? My ticket prices will go up anyway.
Right.
Nachos are still $9.
Exactly. A beer is like $8.
Everybody, it's amazing to me how fans are concerned about how much something costs.
I know.
It doesn't matter. There's no cap in Major League. Oh, the luxury. I don't care about luxury tax. I'm not paying it.
Right.
Just give me a winner and compete. And the Cardinals are always competitive. And we got spoiled with 5 years in a row in the in the playoffs, and last year was the second year in a row the Cardinals were in the playoffs, first time in a decade that that happened. So the Cardinals were very spoiled.
We got a text in to 359-2255 saying a reasonable person knows that 100% of the foreigners who commit crimes in the United States do not come over the border in Mexico. Can you explain to me what a wall across the border does to keep these people out?
Well, I don't believe your premise is right. How do you know no one comes across the border? Right? He said no criminals come across the border.
A reasonable person knows that 100% of the foreigners who commit crimes in the United States do not come over the border
That's
from
Mexico.
That's
not true. It's not 100%. I don't know what the percentage is, but that there again is your basis of premise. It's not right. That's not right. So I don't know what the number is, but people that come across do in fact commit crimes. I don't know how many. I'll give you that, but you don't either, right? How do you know 100% don't? So you've got what you want to do is whether it's a wall, whether it's wires or security or more border. The point is you can't just walk across a shallow river, which is one part of Texas, and nobody's anywhere. You got to have some sort of security. And if you believe that you don't need to do that, take the door off your front, take the door off your house and leave it open. You'd never do that. And you'd say, well, why? Well, because you don't know who might come in and hurt my family. You look at the country as a family. We got to know who's coming and going. I'm not against them. I'm against a process. We have to have that process. We have to have the lack of process is dangerous and not appropriate. The number one job of the president, of any president, is to keep us safe. That's number one, to protect us. And if you don't have any kind of system on the border, $25 billion can be part wall, part wire, part drone, part border security, whatever it takes. The point is secure the border. We are not secure on the border. And that's the point. So criminals are coming across, drugs are coming across all the time. The fact that you say 100% are, that's not right. It's just not factual. So we have to deal with the fact that we do have a sieve and we're trying to block, fix the hole in whatever fashion. It might not be a wall, but it's securing the border. And we haven't done that. We're doing better. Okay, we'll be back. Text in 359-2255.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting, it's a last chance to get DACA right as the fight over immigration moves to the Senate floor today. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer reiterating his support for helping DREAMers.
And we have long supported effective border security. Many Republicans are in the same boat. The only enemy here is overreach.
Calling for a more narrow focus, Senator Tom Cotton, who put out a proposal closely following the president's objectives, telling Fox and Friends.
Parents, remember, are the ones who made the choice to come here illegally with their minor children. They created the problem in the first place.
The president also touting his infrastructure plan in a tweet this morning. And a terror trial opens in a Swedish courtroom for the man accused in the Stockholm truck attack, which killed five people. people last year. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Okay, so it says a reasonable person knows that 100% of the foreigners who commit crimes in the U.S. do not come over the border from Mexico. So in other words, my interpretation of that was all the people that come across commit crimes, but he meant or she meant that not all the crimes are committed by people that cross over from Mexico.
Right.
That's correct. I'm sorry I misunderstood. Now, the fact is we have a loose border. You can come across. And we know that's happened for decades, so it's not really a Republican or Democratic problem. It's a Washington issue where we really haven't been committed to deal with it. Barack Obama had 8 years and didn't do anything. We've got to solve this to where you come in here, it's fine. I'm not against immigration. I'm against people that come and go without knowing who you are. All I'm saying is we ought to know if you're a mass murderer, I don't want you here. If you're somebody who really wants to roll your sleeves up and come and help me get better, come on.
Yeah.
We're all for immigration, but what's wrong? I mean, you passed by Ellis Island. They had to process you.
Mm-hmm.
You did everything because you knew where I came from, Ireland. Okay, great. Well, here's the deal. Here's how you do it. And what about all the people that do the process, wait 3 to 5 years, finally become a U.S. citizen because they've followed all the rules?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair to bump in front of them, but yet we're doing this here. We're going to allow 1.8 million to simulate and be a citizen. It's going to take a decade. But the fact is, some are saying that's amnesty. Why would they break the law? Well, their parents broke the law. I'd have done it. If I could get my kids here when they're 3 years old, 4 years old, I'd have totally come here if it's that easy. Yeah, you're illegal. Well, that's all right because, you know, I can get in, and my life's going to be better with my kids here.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a system. That's all I'm saying. Who's against immigration? We're all immigrants, essentially. I mean, Native Americans, I guess, were here. But as far as everybody else came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is you ought to know who comes in and out. You ought to have a clue who comes in and out. And so when you say a wall, whatever that is, it could be a wall, part of it. It's not going to be all a wall. But secure it. It doesn't make any sense to not want to know who comes and goes in the United States. Everybody wants to get here, that's for sure. And yet we have so many people in this country that hate America, and you kind of wish you kind of trade places with some of the other guys that really are excited to get here. I mean, why don't you go and let them come?
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
High near 40 today, 28 our low tonight, partly cloudy. More clouds tomorrow, high 48, low 43, up to 58 on Thursday. 60% chance of showers, 33 the high on Friday with partly sunny conditions. We're currently at 20 on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Online, CMIClean.com. Call them at 359-6262. Female owned and operated. Serves all of Central Illinois and make it easy for you to keep your place of business clean. Check out their large line of cordless and backpack vacuums. They'll come and demonstrate them for you. Great line of new green safe products as well for your business's laundry, kitchen needs. Talking the highly concentrated detergents, bleaches, softeners. CMI, put them in your circle of trust. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com, or 359-6262. President Trump's lawyers preparing for the possibility that special counsel Robert Mueller's team will ask to conduct an interview with the president himself. There has been no official request by Robert Mueller to interview the president, but Trump's lawyers anticipating that Mueller may request information from Donald Trump before winding down the investigation into Russia's attempted meddling in the 2016 election. Should Mueller's team get the chance to interview President Trump? And how do you prepare for something like this? Because you have to be careful because you're under oath, and if you say anything that's not true, that's technically perjury. So how do you prepare if you're the President of the United States and you've got, you know, your lawyers and everybody else? Do you even do an interview, or will people say he's hiding something? And I think Donald Trump wants to do an interview. Career prosecutor serving as lead counsel in over 100 jury trials before becoming the presiding judge of the felony district courts in Dallas County. Texas Judge Brandon Birmingham. Judge, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Greetings from Dallas. How are you today?
I'm great. Congratulations on all your successes. You're quite the accomplished guy here. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a good ride. It's been a very good ride doing work that you love, so I'm very fortunate.
Well, good for you, and we're excited to chat with you. Do you allow, if Donald Trump is your client and you're an attorney at law, do you allow the president to talk to Robert Mueller? Because anything he says that isn't quite aligned with the facts and maybe he forgot something is technically perjury, right?
Well, I mean, I think that is a concern that his lawyers are certainly going to have. I think if you're his lawyers, you're going to advise him of all of the potential consequences of testifying or speaking with Bob Mueller. But you've got to really consider, you know, that this is ultimately the decision of the president. I mean, he's going to be the one who's going to decide whether he wants to talk or not, and there isn't anybody on earth that can make that decision for him. I think as lawyers, you're going to try to collect as much information as you can, make sure that he fully understands what the pitfalls are of testifying one way or the other, what the advantages are of testifying and speaking with Bob Mueller. And, you know, the other thing he's got to consider is obviously the legal consequences and then the political fallout that may occur one way or the other, depending on how he moves forward.
Is there any indication this thing's winding down, or can this just go on in forever?
I think that investigations like this will go on as long as there's viable leads in a particular direction. I would suspect, and I don't know this, I mean, I'm purely speculating on this, but I would suspect that the president would not be at the beginning of the investigation. I'm sure he would be at the end of the investigation. And from that assumption, I can say when and if he talks, that will be winding down the investigation. Now, of course, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be, because depending on what he says, then the investigation will move forward like that.
Do you keep track of all stuff going on in Washington, Judge? I know you're focused in Dallas, but I love talking to judges because you guys have this logic. You have this, you know, eye that says, you know, that's BS or that's, you know, possible, all those other things. So you're gifted with that kind of a God-given intuitive feel. But when you look at all the stuff with all the Hillary emails and all the funky texts going back and forth and how all this has come down on whether there was something going on with Russia, might have been with Hillary, not Donald Trump. Do you look at the news and you say, you know what, some of that just doesn't pass the smell test? I mean, just as a guy.
Well, I think you've got to everything that you read in the newspapers or online now, I guess. I don't know who still reads newspapers, but or see on TV, you know, you've really got to take it with a grain of salt. What you're looking for is things that are objectively provable. What is the evidence? What is undeniable evidence? Not opinion, not thought, not bias. What is it that you know, objectively speaking? And that's how you're going to have to make your decision. Whether it is trying to get a beat on exactly what Bob Mueller knows before you advise your client, or if you're him, Mr. Mueller, you know, what is it that you can prove that's not biased or subjective, but things that are objective? So you have to, I think, make your decisions about how you're going to proceed based on the things that you know for sure that are facts. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but I think we're all searching for that.
Well, we want that. I mean, we want the truth. That's the thing. We love America, and we want facts and the truth. When you're sitting at the bench and you're watching people come in and there's a trial or whatever you're doing, you're presiding over something, can you tell that whatever attorney A, B, or C isn't prepared? Can you say, oh, boy, this is going to be tough? Can you see that immediately?
Yeah.
You can know that?
Of course. It's just like, you know, if you were back in school, you knew the kid who had prepared all day for a science project, you know, all week for a science fair project versus the kid like me who used to do it the morning of, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious. And it's a shame that it does come down to that sometimes, you know, but I don't think that that's really going to be a problem. You've got, I heard that they just approved $10 million for Bob Mueller's investigation. So you're going to have basically, I mean, a lot of resources for him to be prepared. I'm sure that, that President Trump's lawyers are going to be prepared as well. So I don't really think that that's going to be an issue in this particular situation.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all unfolds. What kind of schedule does Judge Brandon Birmingham have? Do you have, when you get into a trial, are you, I guess it depends on the length, but they can be weeks, right?
Sometimes they can, yeah. And I always tell lawyers I don't want them to rush through the case, you know. I mean, as long as we're not beating dead horses, I want you guys to get as much as you can out. So sometimes we, usually, though, it's about a week. You know, we're not like California where they have trials, it seems like, for months at a time.
Right. Well, you're in Texas, and I think if everything goes south, I'm headed your way because I love the state of Texas, man. You guys are – You're all about it. Listen, congratulations on what you're doing. Thank you for your time this morning and continued success, Judge.
Thank you very much. I'm proud to be on the show with you, and let me know anything that you need anytime.
Thank you very much. Judge Brandon Birmingham is his name. He's a presiding judge of the felony district courts in Dallas County in Dallas, Texas. ESPN 93.5/743. I know a lot of judges, known a lot of judges, and they're just very reasonable people. For the most part, and again, it's like, you know, can't get 100% of everything. For the most part. Oh, by the way, the guy that charged Larry Nassar, who abused 260-plus young girls.
Yes.
The man in the courtroom asked the judge for 5 minutes with this guy. And the judge, who I think is exceptionally good, she said, I can't do that. I can't do that. He said, how about 1 minute? And she said, I cannot do that. And then he charged the guy.
Right.
And they grabbed this man and kind of protected him while the police jumped the man charging. And I think great news, they're not charging him with anything.
Right.
The court showed some empathy. He apologized because you can't do that.
Right.
$33,000 came to this man through something. People sent checks.
I see.
He's taking the money and donating it all back.
Okay.
$33,000. The pain. Three of his girls were abused by this guy.
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you what.
I could totally relate to
everybody can relate to that.
Passion to try to get to that guy.
This, the only way Larry Nassar survives is in solitary confinement. You can't put him in the prison population. He won't make it. They won't let him live. So he'll be in jail the rest of his life, you know. But again, they kind of target people in prison that abuse girls.
Yeah.
And the vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't. Again, the only chance that this man will ever live very long is solitary confinement. 7:45, ESPN 93.5. Well, how's your dog and cat? I've got stories on the dental side of things. Can't wait to talk to Dr. Todd Likens. If you have any pet questions. Somebody called last week about their, what is it, an Angolan shepherd?
Right,
or something?
Some kind of shepherd that likes to go
run
swimming.
And jump in the water when
it's freezing.
2 degrees. And Dr. Todd said you just got to kind of be the adult.
Right.
At some point on some of these things. Anyway, if you have any pet questions, feel free to text those in, 359-2255. By my women tonight here against Ohio State, men tomorrow night at Indiana. I look so forward to sporting events, but not right now.
Okay.
Looking forward to baseball news.
There you go.
Getting it going with the Cardinals and the Cubs.
Well, I did pull up the Cardinals, and if they'll make a counter move, it says the bullpen is the obvious place of need with Greg Holland, the big name out there.
He's a closer for Colorado. They've talked to him.
Alex said, I'm not sure if we should throw $50 million at him.
I'd like a bat, please. I guess Josh Donaldson, Manny Machado stuff, that's all gone.
Marcell Ozuna, they think, is the impact bat.
Well, he is. I need another one, though, because, you know, that'll be good. But maybe you go get Eric Hosmer. He's the first baseman from Kansas City. He's a fine hitter. He could be a good first baseman for St. Louis. He's probably the best first baseman left and probably the best free J.D. Martinez. There's rumors he'd go to the Yankees. Really?
Huh.
J.D. Martinez hit 45 home runs last year. There's just no spot in the Cardinal outfield for him, so I don't know what you do with him. So I don't think Cardinals would go after that. Anyway.
They should use their prospect depth to acquire someone like Tampa Bay's Alex
Colomay. Yeah, Alex Colomay is a closer. I want another big bat. I don't think Mike Moustakas from Kansas City, third baseman, is an upgrade from Jed Jerko, but I do think Josh Donaldson would have been, but I think that might be water under the bridge.
Really, the best bet for the Cards to play with the Cubs and have one more young starter. Luke Weaver or Jack Flaherty emerged as a solid number two behind Carlos Martinez. They give some big bounce back from Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, I think they're thinking pitching in that column. I'm thinking hitting. I want one more thumper.
And then it goes on to say, where does Arrieta end up?
I'd take Jake Arrieta now just to pitch against those Cubbies.
This article says Phillies and Nationals.
No, he doesn't want to pitch in Philadelphia, I promise you that. Nationals have a chance. I'd put him in Washington. If I'm Jake Arrieta, the last place I want to pitch is Philadelphia.
Okay. I was able to hang in that conversation.
Way to go.
Yeah.
So we're talking baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and today's the day of the pitchers and catchers report. So that's something that people are talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people have already been there for a while. A lot of the Cardinals have been there a week.
Uh-huh.
And I saw some of the guys throwing off the mound yesterday. Way too into this, but I don't have basketball right now.
Right. So. Bulls over Orlando, 105-101 in NBA action. Tonight, number two, Michigan State is at Minnesota. Nebraska hosts Maryland, and Northwestern is at Rutgers. Trent Frazier, our Illini, got Freshman of the Week in the Big Ten. Congratulations to him. As far as the AP, Purdue at number six, Ohio State at number eight, Michigan at number 22. Olympics, Chloe Kim at 17 won a gold in the half pipe.
All right.
Arizona over the Blackhawks, by the way. They're taking on Vegas tonight. St. Louis is at Nashville.
It's the 13th. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Valentine's Day tomorrow. Ask the Vet coming up. You want to call, text in 359-2255, Dr. Todd Likens, in just a moment. Stand by for Ask the Vet. Honda BMW Champaign, they just won the Honda President's Award for 2017. Congratulations to everybody at Honda. That's just a big deal. To be top 10 dealership in the country, there are a lot of Honda dealerships. And to be recognized as top 10, well, you know when you walk in, they're going to greet you. They're going to be all over it because they want to stay top 10. Your service is going to be great all the way around. You're going to get a great deal. Say hi to Ben Quattrone. The Honda BMW dealership is off Neal at Burwash in Champaign. Just, I guess, it's drivechampaign.com. Technically, Savoy.
Uh-huh.
But it's right next to the
Thornton's.
East on your of way to Savoy 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't miss it. And in the old days, there were a few vehicles out there. Now there's hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
And they want to make a deal with you today. So maybe you go and get a, hold on, maybe you go and get a deal today. Drive a Odyssey, a CRV, a Civic, a Honda, a Accord. There's just a lot of great choices. ESPN 93.5.
Might be wacky, but I want to play.
We love talking pets.
I'm your best friend. You can get away.
If you have any questions, 359-2255.
I deserve a treat because I'm a fluffy babe. I got hair shaking the air, doggy by the day.
There he is, the dog hair. We got text in from Orion.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's an Anatolian Shepherd.
I think that's from the Turkey region. Dr. Todd Likens at Madison Kirby, the pet pro.
He was hiking yesterday. There's a picture of this amazing breed that's five, over 130 pounds.
Oh.
So, good-looking dog out in the woods.
Yeah.
He has muddy paws.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is ready to go.
Dr. Todd, how are you?
He sounds like a prime candidate for our $20 bath and brush, doesn't he?
Boy,
there
he
you go.
A totally $20 bath and brush deal there. Okay, Doug.
Money's worth.
Last, this is like dental month for dogs, so we did that. Check the white guys, Bella and Charlie, got a little plaque to work in there maybe, but we did a little Lovey, the Morkie, cross between Maltese and a Yorkie. And, man, Todd, I couldn't believe what this is a two-year-old dog, and it looked like a 10-year-old dog.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, he had a tooth that was totally covered in tartar. You could not see the tooth at all. And the tartar was actually pushing up on his gums towards the root. So he was in danger of losing that tooth. But luckily, we got it all off, and the tooth was still solid and good.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm now getting inundated with doggy Colgate endorsement ads for Lovey, so I've got to choose. Which, no, I mean, her teeth, I've got before and after. We're talking pearly white.
Kisses are a lot sweeter, too.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. You've got to look at the teeth of the dog, even though that's something you may never do. It's worth looking at because the danger is it could build up like that, and then they fall out, and then how do they eat?
Right, exactly. And I'll tell you the truth. It's very hard to look at your dog's teeth. What we do here is we take pictures of teeth both in the examining room and in grooming. So that way it's a lot easier for people to see what's going on in the mouth,
yeah,
just as we did with you.
We have before and after pictures, and it's totally worth doing. And you don't have to do it every month, certainly, but you need to do this thing, at least check them.
Right.
Next time you go get a little bathy deal here with $20, bath and brush with Todd, you can take a peek, and it might be fine, but you probably want to know. You probably want
to know. Yeah, it's good to stay on top of it. You know, generally, dogs start needing dental cleanings around age 4, maybe 5, and then it almost becomes annual for most dogs. Now, some dogs don't make much tartar, and they may only need one dental in their lifetime. But others need it twice a year.
Yep.
I mean, it's quite variable, just like people.
Well, we're going to be.
And Lovey's going to be a special need, no doubt.
Definitely check it because you said, oh, she's 2, she'll be fine. You looked at it and go, whoa, what's that?
Right.
What the heck is it?
Is that because she favors the soft food and doesn't get enough crunchy?
No, she has crunchy. That's all she gets is crunchy.
Huh.
Yeah. And I think we also showed you some. She chews on her legs and gets hair wrapped around teeth. And that's why it's good for everybody to look once a month at their dog's teeth. If you look at the gum line, sometimes you can see hair wrapped around these teeth, and that's a big problem causer.
Yeah. Okay. And how often should you get a bath and brush for $20 from you? How often can I do that?
About every 6 weeks. We mail out cards at about 4 weeks to remind you. It gives you a couple weeks to get it set up.
I mean, you guys are bath and brush house, man. You get a lot of people coming in.
It is a busy place, and I might as well go ahead and announce I'm going to add in Saturdays for it, too. We've been Monday through Friday, but we got to do Saturdays. I got to get the load off Walter a little bit.
Wait, so you're going to be open Saturdays now?
For grooming, yes. So we've already opened for veterinary, but we're going to add grooming starting in March on Saturdays as well.
Stand back. So. That's a real convenient time for folks.
Yeah.
So they probably need to call you to say, hey, because you can't just – you won't be able to take all the walk-ins.
No, we always try, but I mean, they'll be breaking in new people a little bit, so we'll have to go slow to start, but they'll get up to speed.
What are your hours for Saturday's grooming? What hours can I?
Well, I'm opening at 9 now. We'll probably start opening at 8 to get them in early, and we'll probably have to have them in by noon and then pick up times through the afternoon.
I can't believe you, man. Why not work more hours? What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I love it. You know, and it's like, we may not be done. We may be adding more hours. So it's like I'm working on stuff.
Well, okay. Walter's so good with the dogs. When you're not sure on the cut and things like that, he has a photo book so he can show
different
styles and looks on the breed. It's awesome.
Yeah, Walter sometimes will spend 15 minutes checking a dog in over everything.
That's so funny. I think he walked out and said, I have a show dog for you. I have a show dog for you.
Yes, he did.
He did a great job. And by the way, I need to come in, and Janet wanted me to tip him because I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's
I definitely
want to
tip Walter. He's a good guy.
He appreciates that.
You betcha. Well, listen, so where are you? How do people get hold of Dr. Todd Likens?
Okay, we're Kirby and Mattis, and we're also by the police station on Route 150 in Mahomet, 355-PETS or 586-PETS.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You bet. You're Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro. Again, Mattis and Kirby, little zoo in there. They breed the English cream snow angels. Just stunningly beautiful.
And Ryan and Royal, thanks again for that picture of your Anatolian Shepherd.
That's a good dog. That's a dog.
Uh-huh. And Jim texted in, I read yesterday, Stevie, that during the off season, the Cubs paid $215 million and the Cardinals have spent $26 million. We need a lot of help.
Don't get me started, Jim.
Okay.
It's like, okay. Yeah. How can you let the Cubs beat you 2 years in a row in the offseason. They're already better on the field by a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, we went after Giancarlo. You didn't get him.
Right.
You got Ozuna, which I think is terrific. But that isn't enough, folks. Oh, we've got to be wise. Who cares about wise? You're trying to sell tickets and win. I think they're just too hesitant. I think there's too many analytics out there, and they're afraid to make a mistake, and they're overanalyzing. What they've got to remember is that people buy tickets to see the team. This year, there is a flat deal. You know the Cardinals came out with a $5 ticket sale yesterday? You buy a $5 ticket to St. Louis for a game, and then they give you a $5 coupon.
Okay.
Kind of free.
Hmm.
There isn't the juice. The Cardinals are going in going, you know what, maybe, but, and you might have. I think the Cardinals could beat the Cubs this year. They're going to have two or three surprises. What a year. Who'd have thought? Nobody saw that kind of stuff. And well, so the odds are the Cubs are just so much better, it's going to be really hard for the Cardinals to compete. Now, maybe they can compete for wild card, which is kind of what people are saying, but that's it. I mean, to go into a season thinking the best case is wild card isn't much fun. Not when you're the Cardinals.
Well, there's still three pitchers remaining on the market. Jake Arrieta, Alex Cobb, Lance Lynn.
Yeah, not getting Lance Lynn. He's not going to stay.
From the Tommy John.
I don't think they've got this in mind because, Jake Arrieta's got Scott Boras, who's a super agent who's stubborn. He's not going to give him away. So you're just going to have to. Jake Arrieta should not get more money than Yu Darvish. They should be comparable or Jake a little less. So I think there are a lot of teams that would pay $20 million for 6 years for Jake Arrieta, but not 30. And that's kind of what he wants. I think he wants $30 million a year, something like that. I think people would pay $30 million for Jake Arrieta for 3 years, but not six. I don't know. I just know that it's like, and so I think Cardinal Nation feels that. They just know the Cubs are way ahead, and we're kind of hoping for something else besides Marcell Ozuna, which is good, but just not enough to compete with the Chicago Cub lineup. Lots can happen, but going in, and again, if you want to say I got young players, that's great if it works. But if it doesn't work, it's like 3 years, and Mike Matheny probably be fired. I mean, that's the kind of year you're looking at here.
Yeah.
So it's like Cubbies are – now, the other side of this is the Chicago Cubs are expected to win a lot of games. I mean, 100. I mean, they should win, and they should win that Central, and then they should probably go to the NLCS at the very least. So when your goals are that high and the expectations are that high, sometimes – last year they underperformed for most of the year, but they got to the NLCS. You know, they started turning it on. Cubs are just good. They're really, really good, and they're going to be good for about four more years. And then all the free agent stuff, and they'll lose other guys, and maybe they can regenerate, maybe they can't. But anyway, this is the time. Thought the Cardinals would be way more active, even though they didn't get Giancarlo. It was nice they went after him. I think Ozuna will be great, but they don't have enough, I don't think, to compete every day with the Chicago Cubs, and even now maybe the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Cardinals are spoiled people. We are spoiled people. Expect greatness every year, and it's not that easy.
If you have an opinion, 359-2255. We're online at ESPNCU.com and available on your phone at the WSJK app.
Okay, we'll be right back. Check your news at 8 o'clock.